Good day, and welcome to the Shantagold conference call. This conference is being recorded. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If you would like to queue for a question at any time throughout the call, please signal by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star one to ask a question. At this time, I would like to hand the call over to Eric Zurn, CEO.
Thanks very much, and good morning, everyone. Thanks for dialing in to today's quarter one 2021 production and operations report for Shantagold. Just as a reminder, Shanta is an East African gold producer and explorer in both Kenya and Tanzania, where we are the third-largest gold company. On the call today with me is Luke Leslie, CFO of Shanta. Let's begin on slide three of the presentation, which is on our website. As a responsible operator, we are committed to maximizing the positive impact of our operations for our Tanzanian communities, we've updated the attached slide. What we can show you here is that we have a strong relationship with the government of Tanzania, and since our operations have started production back in 2013, we've now paid $137 million US to our host country in the form of taxes and royalties. The government is encouraging us to do more in country, and we are working hard to ensure that the right mix of conditions are in place to support a strong business government environment. We'll talk a bit about that more later in the presentation. Second point on the slide is that climate change is an important vertical within our ESG framework, and I'm pleased to say that we have made excellent strides to move further up the non-carbon platform of energy consumption. We're now on track to more than triple our use of non-carbon sourced energy by the middle of this year. You can see that in the bottom right-hand side of the slide. And then finally, on the safety, our record continues to be excellent. We're now at over 6.5 million hours of labor without any LTIs, and that's dating back 40 months to 2017. Finally, in our annual results announced last month, we committed to undertaking a review of our ESG reporting and disclosure in 2021, and that's building momentum internally. Moving on to slide four. Big picture, over the last 3 years, Shanta has now undergone a transformation. Just as a reminder, we now have three assets in two countries. We have the right culture and the right skills to move the portfolio forward. Our attractive valuation at 2.8 times trailing EBITDA and 12.4 times 2020 earnings is now supported for the first time ever by a dividend, which is yielding about 1.4%. We have an exceptionally strong balance sheet with around $50 million of liquidity. Last week, we repaid the final piece of debt to our convertible loan outholders, and that takes our position of gross debt down to $1 million US, which is the lowest it's been in probably a decade. Our balance sheet is an enabler to demonstrate the growth in our portfolio, which we'll take you through over the next few slides. So on to slide five, and I want to make 3 points on our three assets before turning over to the detail in the first quarter. Firstly, these three assets are hugely valuable to Shanta, and in past presentations, we've shown that this portfolio is worth upward of $600 million of NPV versus our current market cap of about a third of that. Second, we're fully committed and fully funded to building Singida into Tanzania's next gold mine and to advancing West Kenya to a construction decision. And we've shown that on this slide here, what those metrics might look like for those two assets. Now, finally, we recognize that there's a potential opportunity in terms of displaying the value in the portfolio. And with 2 million ounces of gold grading 3.5 grams per ton in the resources, we've taken the strategy to focus on exploration this year through the drill bit, and we're confident that we'll be able to increase these numbers and increase our confidence in resources by allocating $18 million to exploration this year. And as we've shown earlier this week, the results have been very encouraging so early on in the year. Let's move on to slide to recap some of the highlights of the first quarter. As previously guided, we expect H1 production to capture about 45% of total production in 2021. During the quarter, we produced 14,641 ounces at a cash cost of $829 an ounce. Average head grade during the quarter was 2.7 grams per ton, and that was lower due to grades achieved compared to forecast in January, specifically at the Bahenia Creek mine, where we're mining around the 620 level. And I'll get into some of the reasons why in just a minute. The good news is these grades have improved in February, and in fact, March was our strongest month in Q1. On to slide 7, where we show quarterly production statistics and a few numbers here that I'd like to point out. First off, cast your eye to the third row of the table. And here we're starting with the impact of the third mill that we've added to the production plan. So on February 1st, we completed the commissioning and the installation of this third mill at New Luika, and that increased our throughput to a run rate today of 2,240 tons per day. During the quarter, the average was 2,131 tons per day. This is an important point, and we've outlined the comparison on a future slide. But suffice to say, we've now expanded our processing plant by 15% to where we are today, and that'll be increasing to 18% more throughput by the middle of the year. The total cost is on track to be less than $1 million to achieve this throughput increase, and we are more than recovering that through a clawback mechanism in the Silver Stream Agreement, which sees Santa retain more of the silver production on event of expansion. The higher throughput gives us flexibility on grade variability, and as an example, using today's throughput and last year's grade, New Luika would be tracking for 95,000 ounces per year, as an example. A second key number here to evaluate is the realized gold price, and for the first time, we delivered all the gold sales into an unhedged position, which was 20% higher at $1,801 per ounce versus the average for 2020. On to slide 8, which is the quarterly recap of the mining metrics from the underground sources. So ore was extracted from all three underground operations during the quarter. But what you can see on this graph is that total ore mined was actually at one of the lowest amounts over the recent history. So a total of 128,000 tons of ore, grading 3.9 grams per ton, was mined from underground in Q1, and that compares with 156 at 4.5 grams in Q4. Now, our mining was impacted by particularly pressure on the labor side, and this was quite acute in January, where we saw increased turnover to some of the West African mines who were struggling with lack of transport for Australian operators due to COVID, and we were also impacted by a ramp-up at Bulyanhulu in Tanzania. And so there was more turnover, and we faced a shortage of skills during those few weeks. That's now stabilized. We've put in place tactics and strategies to retain and to train skills, particularly relating to solo and jumbo operators, and have put in mechanisms to ensure longer retention. While our operations continued uninterrupted as well during the quarter, there was an outbreak of flu in January and February across Tanzania, which contributed to extended off days and sick leave by some of our operators. Again, that has subsided in March, and operations are at a steady run rate. Open pit mining also resumed in March, and this is supplementing our stockpile feed. So on to slide 9, and here you can see the plant throughput, which has been optimized during 2017 to 2020. The addition of mill number 3 in the last quarter of 2020 cost us $560,000 by memory, and that significantly stepped up the throughput on the plant. An absolutely terrific investment for the payback that we're going to get out of it. And by mid-year, as I said, we expect to get up to 2,300 tons per day, which is roughly about 33% higher than where we stood 3.5 years ago. on to slide 10, where we cover some of the more exciting portions of our portfolio. And this is really getting down to how we demonstrate the value with the assets that we own. So as outlined at the start of 2021, exploration is a top priority for us. We will be drilling up to 80,000 meters across all three assets, and our strategy is to add value by extending the mine life and increasing our confidence in the resources that we have. So we know that industry data shows us that an inferred ounce could be valued around $40 to $50 per ounce, while a reserve ounce is possibly six times more valuable at $300 an ounce. So naturally, we want more reserve ounces, and we will get those by doing more drilling. So as shown here on slide 10, the West Kenya project has 1.2 million ounces of inferred resources, and we have set out to demonstrate that at many of these ounces can be upgraded to a more valuable resource and ultimately a mine. The first phase of drilling at West Kenya, which started in late December, focuses on the top 200 meters below surface, and you can see these in the two square boxes that are on the long section. This is an area largely that's been largely ignored by Acacia, the vendor, given their focus on a much larger and deeper ore body. The early results have been particularly encouraging at Bushingala, where the grade and the widths have exceeded our expectations, and we've outlined some of these intersections on the left-hand side of the page. We aim to provide a resource update towards the middle of the year at West Kenya. On to slide 11, where we've been drilling at New Luika during the quarter. And the focus here has particularly been around the Luika deposit, where we've provided exploration updates in March and April, including an upgrade to the resources. So at Luika, we drilled seven holes, that totaling 2,875 meters, costing us just less than $500,000, and we've essentially added a year of mine life, being 76,741 ounces, grading 7.97 grams per ton. For us, that is an excellent use of capital. Drilling is ongoing at the New Luika Gold Mine, and we'll be providing updates as they become available. Now on to slide 12 and 13, which are really for information only, but I'd like to summarize a few facts. A new president of Tanzania was sworn in, this is President Samia Suluhu Hassan, on March 19th, following the unfortunate passing of the late President Magufuli. The text on this page summarizes one of her recent speeches on priorities that she's set out. I won't go into the detail, and I'll leave that for you each to read on your own and make your own conclusions. On slide 13, you can see here what we've outlined as our VAT receivable owing to us, totaling now $29 million. And what I can say is that we are in active discussions with government at senior levels to look at ways to have that resolved. Finally, on to slide 14, a few of the catalysts and things to look forward to. There'll be an ongoing flow of information, particularly around exploration. And as I mentioned already, Shanta's equity story now has really transformed into growth through the drill bit with three assets in two countries. I expect more drilling results from West Kenya during the quarter, from New Luika, and in particular, an update on the West Kenya resource towards the middle of the year. Finally, I can make the point before closing that in a little over a week, Shanta will distribute its maiden dividend to our 541 shareholders. This is a major milestone for me personally and for the company that's happened through a lot of hard work over the last 4 years. With that, I'll hand it back to the operator and take any questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. And we'll now take our first question. It comes from David Butler of Temasys.
Hi there, it's David Butler here. I just wanted to ask on the expanded throughput at NLGM and what measures are needed underground to address that increased demand, if you like, from the plant, or is it sort of business as usual?
Yeah, no, good question. So basically, there'll be no structural changes to the underground. We typically mine about, call it 45 to 50,000 tons per month from underground. And so that'll continue. Where we'll find the additional tons for the throughput is from open pit sources, and there's no shortage of that within our reserves. And we'll be able to... we'll be able to effectively fill the plant with lower grade material. I think we mentioned earlier on another call, we have about, I think it's 12 active ore bodies where we source different material. So that'll be part of the sourcing strategy for the plant.
Right, okay. So on a like-for-like basis going forward, there'll be a bit of grade, a slightly lower grade to be expected, but obviously offset by higher throughput. And I guess if you have more success like you've had at Luica, then that changes it as well.
David, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. We know that there's more open pit under low grade sources, and this gives us the flexibility to bring those into the mine plan. Should we have, you know, continued success with high grade sources, that'll be the trigger, really, to get more ounces out of the operation going forward. But you've summarized it
okay.
Really well. Yeah.
Can I just ask one last question, though? On the West Kenyan project, when do you expect to be drilling at that old mine, Rosterman? When do you think you'll start?
So one hole's gone down already. And it remember, we're drilling where there's no resource. So and there's three holes planned for the year. So it's, you know, we're at a very, very early stage with Rossman. We haven't had the assays back on that, but it's literally one hole that I think it's been 250 meters. So it's seriously early days. But we'll give some updates when we get them. But don't expect anything transformational from kind of one or two holes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Thanks very much, Eric.
Yeah.
Our next question comes from Max K of Liberum. Your line is open, Max K. Please go ahead. May be on mute.
Thank you. Hi, guys. A couple from me. Firstly, so there was obviously the drop in grades in Q1, and you sort of touched on it, but I guess how do you see that tracking over the rest of the year, and how confident are you it will get back to sort of prior levels over the medium term? And secondly, at the other projects, so West Kenya and Singida, lots of drilling plan there, but I guess longer term, where does the priority lie and what's the sort of timeline of getting those into production, I guess. Thanks.
Okay, yeah. So just to cover the first question, you know, what we've said, we've reiterated approximately 80,000 ounces of gold production this year. And we've said that the plant has been increased, the throughput by, I think it's, we'll call it 15 to 18%. And so you can kind of backsolve what you would need in terms of grade to get to that. So it's not going to be back at the 2020 level of 4.0 grams per ton, because that would give us closer to 90 or 95,000 ounces. And so as David said on the previous question, the increase in throughput will be offset by a decrease in grade, which allows us to effectively bring more low-grade material into the plant. In terms of the second question, so Singida is our second asset nearest to production, and we've said that's on track for Q4 2022. and there's activity going on there every day, and we're spending money at Singida as well to bring that into production. And then in terms of West Kenya, in terms of timeline there, we've said that we would spend up to 2 years drilling, up to another year for studies, and up to another 2 years for construction. So we call it 5 years from last October. It's very hard to there's a lot of variables that can go into that, you know, maybe there's space to speed that up, but it really will be success dependent on the drilling.
Great, thanks a lot.
Okay.
It appears we have no further questions at this time. I would like to hand the call back to Eric Zurin for any additional or closing remarks.
Nothing further for me. Thank you for joining the call. We'll be in touch with more updates.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.